Off the Ball, GAA.
There's no one that can tell me that this isn't like one of their greatest All-Ireland championships.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join. Off the Ball's Football Daily.
Welcome to Wednesday's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. Coming up today, Shelburne boss Joey O'Brien wants his side to have a crack off Carabag. Evan Ferguson completes his loan move to Roma. And reaction from Switzerland, where England scraped over the line to break Italian hearts at the Women's Euros. First up, though, Shelburne continued their European adventure tonight. The League of Ireland champions host Carabag at Tolka Park in the second qualifying round of the Champions League. Shells are in bonus territory thanks to their 2-1 aggregate win over Linfield in the first round qualifying last week. That earned the club €750,000, which means they make a minimum of €1.7 million overall out of Europe this year. The winners of this tie will face either Romanian side FCSB, formerly known as Steaua Bucharest, or Scandia of Macedonia in the third round. Last night, Scandia surprised a few with a 1-0 first leg win in Macedonia. If Shells were to lose to Carabag, they'd fall into the Europa League third qualifying round, and they'd face the losers of the match between Croatian champions Rijeka and Ludogorets from Bulgaria. The first leg of that tie finished scoreless last night in Croatia. Goalkeeper Conor Kearns will miss tonight's first leg due to the hamstring injury he suffered last week in Belfast, so Lorcan Healy will step in. Shells have also brought in a new keeper. They have signed Vessel Spale on loan from Minnesota United. The 23-year-old Dutchman joins on a deal until the end of the season, subject to international clearance. Spale has made appearances in both the US Open Cup and MLS this season. Captain Mark Coyle should be fit after he shook off a recent knock. Carabag have plenty of European pedigree. They've reached the group stages of the Champions League, Europa League or Conference League every season since the 2014-15 campaign. They're in the middle of their pre-season, but speaking to Off the Ball's Scarlett Heron, O'Brien says that even if it's a slight advantage, Shell's players have to give the fans something to get behind.
Yeah, no, it does be. I think it's definitely, I've found that over the years, definitely when you're playing teams starting in the off-season, here, listen, the fitness is a big thing. We're obviously right in the middle of our season, and our lads are all, yeah, ready to go and stuff like that. So sometimes, yeah, you can pick them up as far as the little bit of match sharpness, but here, you have quality. So ultimately, that quality, you never lose. Yeah, you can play any time really. But yeah, from our point of view, especially home game here, it's on us to sort of get the atmosphere going, get on the front foot, and really try to go after the game. You know?
Carabag boss Gurban Gurbanov was at Tolka Park to watch Joey O'Brien's men beat Linfield 1-0, so they'll be familiar with the Shells style of play. Gurbanov was in charge when Carabag beat Dundalk 4-1 on aggregate in the second round of Champions League qualifying back in 2019. O'Brien says they have to embrace the challenge that the champions of Azerbaijan will bring.
More looking at their pre-season games and stuff like that, and then looking at the stuff from last season, stuff there. The players have changed, but the way they try play and the formation has really changed, to be honest. So from that point of view, it's just, yeah, quality players here. Listen, they're going to come over here, back themselves, obviously, try to dominate the ball. Possession-wise, we need to make sure we're defending, staying on guard, top of the pitch. Obviously, you have, of course, playing at this level, playing for the club that they play at, they're going to have players that can hold you. And we need to embrace that challenge. As I said to the lads today, these are the games you want to be involved at. These are the games you want to challenge yourself at, up against players, top-level players. It's what it's all about for me, going in against a player that, yeah, on paper, people are talking about, or should be better, or is better than you. That's what football is, magic, man. You go out 90 minutes, take a crack off, and see who's standing at the end of it.
Tonight's game at Tolka Park kicks off at 7:45, and you can follow along with updates from Nathan Murphy and tonight's Off the Ball from 7 o'clock. There was Irish involvement last night in the Champions League. Callum O'Dowda scored his first goal for Robbie Keane's Ferencváros, who came from behind to win 2-1 away to Armenian side FC Noah. In the Conference League, Shamrock Rovers' potential opponents Balkany beat Maltese side Floriana 4-2 in the first leg of their clash. Rovers start their European campaign tomorrow when they are away to St. Joseph's of Gibraltar. Brighton striker Evan Ferguson has joined Serie A side Roma on a season-long loan. The 20-year-old arrived in Italy on Sunday. The deal contains an option to make the transfer permanent next summer. It will be a total fee of €40 million. Ferguson will wear the number 11 shirt in the Italian capital. Roma had been in the market for a new striker after Tammy Abraham joined Turkish side Beşiktaş on loan. That could become a permanent deal if certain conditions are met. Roma finished fifth in the league last season, which means they play in the Europa League, and they have a new manager in Gian Piero Gasperini, who spent 9 years at Atalanta. Ferguson will become the first Irish player to play at senior level for the three-time Serie A champions, and he had this message for their fans.
Hello, Gelarossi fans. Delighted to be here. Can't wait to get started. I'm going to see you all in the stadium soon. Forza Roma.
England came from behind to beat Italy last night in Geneva to seal a place in Sunday's European Championship final in Basel. Barbara Bonansea put the Italians ahead in the first half. Looked like that goal would win it until substitute Michelle Adjamang equalised in the 96th minute. The 19-year-old hit the bar in the second half of extra time. England were given a controversial penalty late in extra time. Another substitute, Chloe Kelly, stepped up. Now, she did score in the shootout win over Sweden, but her penalty was saved by Lara Giuliani. However, Kelly was on hand to knock in the rebound. So England are into a third major final in a row. England boss Serena Wiegmann could win a third European title in a row. She won it with the Dutch in 2017, and then obviously England lifted the trophy in 2022. Wiegmann has actually reached the last five major finals, two with the Dutch, three with England. She was relieved after a roller coaster of a game.
I'm feeling relieved. I'm feeling happy. It feels a bit surreal making a final again, but we're here and we're going to the final, so we need to recover a bit.
Wiegmann admits she was thinking that they were going to go home.
At the 88 minutes, and we had subbed already, and I thought, well, we do have to score now, otherwise we have a problem, and we're on a flight home tomorrow. Then I saw the extra time, and I said, okay, 7 minutes, well, that gives us time to create another chance.
Michelle Adjamang, who's still just 19, has been the breakout star of the tournament for England. It's now two games in a row she has come off the bench to score to save the team, and Adjamang says it is a team effort.
I'd say we've done it, you know, the impact that we've had, you know, to be down for almost 96 minutes and to go change it, turn the game around, is a collective effort and fight, you know, without every single player on the pitch, every single player on the bench, coaches, staff, we wouldn't be here today, so I'm grateful for that.
Chloe Kelly and Adjamang have been the double act that have salvaged England's tournament, and Kelly says that the experience is like something from a film.
It's definitely a movie that keeps you on the edge of the seat. These girls are brilliant. Right now I'm feeling so proud to be English, as I know every English person is right now.
Jess Carter joined arms with her England teammates in a gesture of unity before the match. The Chelsea defender was racially abused on social media after their quarterfinal win over Sweden. She was a late substitute in Geneva last night, and Carter says she just wants to bring success back to England.
I totally understand everyone's got their own opinions on how we play. Trust me, no one's more disappointed in some of my performances than what I am. But the colour of my skin has got nothing to do with that. And I think the fans today were unbelievable and their support was incredible. And I can't thank them all enough for being on my side and on my team's side.
World champion Spain have never reached a women's European final. This will be their second semi-final and first since 1997. They take on Germany in the second semi-final tonight from 8 o'clock in Zurich. Germany are eight-time winners of the competition. They were the beaten finalists in Wembley 3 years ago. One game in the League of Ireland Women's Premier Division tonight as well. Champions Athlone Town, who have a two-point lead at the top, are away to Treaty United. They could move into the top four if they win. Kickoff is 7:30. Rangers made a winning start under new manager Russell Martin last night. They beat Panathinaikos 2-0 at Ibrox in the Champions League qualifiers. And Martin says his team showed character after a tricky first half.
A few sticky moments because we're playing against a really good team. Good players, good coach. Been together a while, longer than us for sure. But I was really proud and really pleased with the players, the way they got through it. And also the crowd, the way they stuck with the team for a few difficult moments was incredible. So I think as a group, we'll be much better for tonight.
Dundalk fullback Sean Keogh is expected to secure a move to Premier League side Brighton this week, according to journalist James Rogers. It's believed a six-figure sum has been agreed between the two clubs for the services of the 19-year-old. Dundalk would get future add-ons to what is believed to be a record sale for the Oriel Park club. The Ireland under-19 international has become a regular for Dundalk since he was handed a league debut by the then-manager John Daly last June. Don't forget this week our League of Ireland commentary is back. Cork City and Sligo Rovers go head-to-head at Turner's Cross in a meeting of the bottom two. Stephen Doyle will be joined in the commentary box by former Cork City defender Johnny Dunleavy. You can hear the game on OTB Sports Radio from 7 o'clock on Friday night. Arsenal have finally reached an agreement with Sporting for the transfer of Victor Gyökeres. The initial fee is €63.5 million. That could rise to €73.5 million. One of the issues was to resolve the €10 million of add-ons, but it brings an end to Mikel Arteta's hunt for a new number nine. The London club made the official breakthrough late on Tuesday night, sending an updated offer to the Portuguese champions to satisfy them over the structure of bonuses. Sporting have wanted the add-ons to be achievable based on appearances, goals and assists by Gyökeres, plus Champions League qualification, whereas Arsenal had wanted to include some more difficult ones, for example, Gyökeres to win the Ballon d'Or with Arsenal. But the 27-year-old was a sensation at Sporting. 97 goals in 102 games, and that after a £20 million move from Coventry in the summer of 2023. He helped Sporting to win league titles in each of his two seasons with the club, and he also won the Portuguese Cup last season. And Celtic's European Cup winning goalkeeper John Fallon has passed away at the age of 84. He was part of the famous Lisbon Lions side that beat Inter in the final in 1967. Fallon also won six league titles, five league cups and two Scottish Cups during his time with the Glasgow side. That's about all we have time for in today's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan and I will be back with more tomorrow.
To unlock much more from the OTB football feed, sign up at offtheball.com/join now.
The road to Croke Park has featured big two-pointers, late drama, and a wrong turn, and Enniskillen.
You drove almost a sixth of the way across the country in the wrong direction!
Ahead of Sunday's All-Ireland final clash of Donegal and Kerry, relive the full story of this year's football championship with a new three-part podcast. The Road to Croke Park, the Football Championship. Available for free in your OTB GAA and Football Pod feeds.